1802.
Call Refilwe on 011
883 0702.
Now, two top South African artists, Baba Jego and Lauren Colin Mitchell, also known as Curious Lauren, have partnered with the South African alcohol brand, to create an art installation that is titled Wet Paint. The artist's ambition is to bring the social distancing message to life with their unique artistic styles. And I'm so happy to welcome on the line Baba Jego, who's a visual artist whose work is incredibly striking and who has gotten involved in some very interesting collaborations throughout the course of his career. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Baba Jego. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning, Rufilo. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. Please tell us about the social distancing experiment and installation that you created alongside Curious Lauren.
So this campaign is a Stella Atwana social experiment campaign. And it's about, at the moment, we are experiencing the serious challenge that is COVID-19. And it's a threatening issue. And together with Stella Atwa, we then develop a light and fun, clever way of providing a beautiful solution and really making people to practice social distancing. So we had benches installation in different parts of Gauteng, mainly Main, Mall of Africa, the Waterfall Park, as well as Sandton. So basically, you would have a bench, and then in the middle of the bench, we would paint a beautiful artwork and then put up a sign that says wet paint. So, you know, normally when people see the sign, they don't sit on the wet paint.
Yes.
So without them realizing it, they were really practicing social distancing, whereby they would sit on the sideways of the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was really a simple and nice, fun way of tackling a very serious issue that is COVID-19.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are well known for your Didema artworks. Can you tell us about why it was important for you to explore this specific method and this our cultural art legacy?
Yes. So during my third year, when I was studying creative multimedia at NEMISA, we were doing the final project where you had to find a problem, any type of problem, and then provide a design solution to it. So because I am Sotho and I'm very proud of the Basotho culture and the Sotho as a language, I decided to research more about the culture. And then I then realized there's this art form called Didema, and then my grandmother would always talk about it as well, that during the olden days, they would paint their houses with these geometric patterns that they call Didema, to beautify their home, but also to communicate certain ancestral messages.
Mm-hmm.
But now, due to urbanization and Western culture influences, the young girls, because this was practiced mainly by women, the young girls were no longer interested in their practice. So I then realized that it's actually a dying art form. So I took it upon myself that I needed to do something as an artist, as an Mosotho, to save and preserve the legacy of this traditional culture, and also hopefully make it continue, and so that it doesn't die. So that's how I then decided to integrate it into my work to create a beautiful style.
Yeah.
So that's how really the idea and the style came about.
No, I think it's really important work that you do, because quite often when we think about a geometric or traditional a building beautification or design or even decor, you know, the top of mind will always be Umam Esther Mahlangu, for instance, you know, not realizing that, you know, across so many of our various cultural and ethnic groups, we also have our own types of artwork and historically. So very, very key work. But in terms of your own foray into Didema, you've obviously brought it into the modern day context, and you know, you're also painting and creating people not profiles. You're also painting and creating people as well, but also bringing a sort of a more, I don't want to say cartoonish, but that's the word that comes to mind, a more cartoonish or graphic artist a feel and a sense to it. When you are putting together a collection, where do you draw your inspiration?
Like the Didema as an old art form, I'm very inspired by the by nostalgia. I often joke that I was born at the wrong time. I was supposed to have been born long time ago. I just love the mood and the atmosphere of the years gone by, and the color palette is really what inspires me. So it's different things. I just get into this mode of the olden times. I think it goes hand in hand with the fact that during those times, besides the artistic part, there was this element of Ubuntu, where people would share things and life generally, and that is practiced by Africans in general, as compared to now. There's this focus on me only, so I really zone out and then go back, whether it's music of the olden times, the Basotho music or the jazz music and that I listen to, and then the visuals, the vintage visuals are really what inspires me to then develop a way. And then basically it's like there's something that takes over and I just follow the energy that then leads me to create what I'm creating.
Lovely. Baba Jacob, thank you so much for taking the time to share your work, your process with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rafi.
An absolute pleasure. That's visual artist Baba Jacob talking about a really cool initiative that he undertook with Stella Artois to utilize art, or to use art and art installations to actually help people social distance, even though they weren't really aware that that's fundamentally what they were doing. That's called the Wet Paint series that he worked on.